WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and 5 specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Did you know that in 2020, Filipinos made up only 4% of all registered nurses in the U.S.? But did you also know that in that same year, 1 in 3 nurses that died from COVID-related complications were Filipino? Filipino nurses were some of the most affected by the pandemic, a time when we also saw a rise in racism and violence against Asians and Asian Americans. But we haven't only felt their dedication, hard work, and resilience during COVID. Filipino nurses have been a life force for the American healthcare system. And a new documentary called Nurse Unseen celebrates and acknowledges the many contributions Filipinos have made. I was joined by Michelle Josue, who's the director of the award-winning documentary Nurse Unseen, and Carlo Vallejo, who's one of the producers of the film. We started by discussing what inspired them to make it. Here's Michelle.
Well, being Filipino, I come from a long line of nurses. So my great-grandmother, grandmother, aunties, cousins, they're all nurses. I unfortunately did not go into nursing, but I wanted to pay tribute to them in some way. And being a filmmaker, naturally, I gravitated towards thinking about coming up with some sort of film that could really honor who they were, their life experience, and their contributions. But it was really only in COVID and when we were really seeing just how essential our healthcare workers were to keeping us safe, and specifically our Filipino nurses, that I decided, oh, now I can go ahead and make this film that would both honor my titas, you know, the nurses in my family, as well as all the nurses in our community that were on the front lines and doing so much.
And how did you two come together to work on this film?
So I actually met Michelle about 10 years ago when she was promoting her first film. Matt Shepard is a friend of mine. We met in New York and we just started talking about what type of projects we wanted to work on. And we both said to each other, we want to tell more Filipino stories. And maybe 2 years later, I was in LA, I was visiting, and Michelle said, do you want to go to the Philippines? We're doing a tech scout for my next project called Happy Jail. Mm. So we're going to go to the jail where the dancing inmates went viral doing the Michael Jackson Thriller video.
Oh my goodness. Yes, I remember that.
And so we were there and we started working on that. 3 years later, the project premiered on Netflix and is still available in 190 countries around the world.
You know, what struck me is when you said, you know, we said to each other, we want to tell more Filipino stories. What was it that you felt was missing? What was the void?
I think just the lack of representation. Growing up, I was actually born in the Philippines, but I grew up in Australia. And it was very uncommon for me to see other Filipinos on TV, to hear them on the radio. And when I went and moved to New York about 12 years ago in 2012, 2013, I realized that there were a lot of Filipino Americans in New York and also in LA. And I just saw this opportunity to collaborate with more Filipino Americans in the creative field. And Michelle was one of those people.
And Michelle, you had Filipino nurses working as producers on this as well. I think that's very necessary, you know, just having that firsthand account and the authenticity that it would add, I think, to the final product, having them on set. But I want you to talk more about the value that they added to the production.
Yeah, absolutely. So they're friends of ours in Los Angeles, Arlene De La Peña and Joe Arciaga, both nurses, both veterans. And they we got to talking and we realized that they wanted to come up with a similar project. And we informed them that we also wanted to tell a film, make a film about Filipino nurses. So it just made sense to come together. And they've been really instrumental in shaping the trajectory of the film, offering their insights and advice on what themes we should explore. They were really adamant about focusing on the loss that a lot of the nurses experienced, mm-hmm. And also a lot of the families that lost their loved ones to COVID. They wanted us to speak about burnout, you know, the mental health component involved with being, you know, a frontliner. Mm-hmm. So they were really helpful in just providing us a really authentic lens into what it's like to be a nurse.
You are both Filipinos telling the world a uniquely Filipino story. I want to hear from both of you. How does that feel? You first, Carlo.
It feels very special. As I said, being born in the Philippines, growing up in Australia, and now living and working in the US, I've always straddled multiple identities, and I've never, you know, felt that I'm just Filipino or that I'm just Australian, or now adding that American aspect to my identity. It's always been that intersection of mm-hmm. these different identities. And with a project like this, unlike Michelle, I don't come from a line of nurses. My mum is a teacher, and so I have a cousin, maybe two cousins who are nurses, but I don't come from a long line of nurses.
But the story still resonates.
It does, because of that immigration story. There is something for everyone in Nurse Unseen because it tells the story of the immigrant. The immigration wave, or the waves of immigration coming to the US, are not just Filipinos, other communities from around the world. Mm. And what we're hoping is that people will see their own story reflected on screen, because it is the immigrant story coming to America.
Yeah, Michelle, you're opening up the world's eyes to a very uniquely Filipino story, as I said. How does that feel for you?
It's powerful. It's incredibly meaningful. So growing up as a young girl, I didn't see myself reflected on screen hardly ever. And I remember when I saw Wayne's World when I was really young.
Oh, goodness,
yes. And Tia Carrera was on there, the main love interest. And I had a hunch that she was Filipino. And I was so excited to see someone that had my skin tone that kind of looked like me.
I just used to think, oh, my gosh, she's beautiful.
She's so beautiful. And look at her on screen.
Right.
And it was so inspiring. So I thought, oh, now I know that I can also be that one day, like not be on screen, but at least have my story told for the world to see.
Yeah.
I went another route. You know, I went into directing and storytelling because I wanted to inspire other people in that way. It's so empowering and validating to see your experience on the big screen. But when you don't see it, it's sad. It's heartbreaking. You, one of the women in our film, she even talks about this lack of representation and how she gets struck by emotion that people like her aren't featured on screen a lot. And mm-hmm. it brought her to tears. And I totally understood where she was coming from.
Yeah, let's talk more about the people that you feature
yes.
in the film. Who else do you want to share?
We have a wide-ranging cast. I really wanted to make sure that we were telling stories that crossed all generations. So we have young nurses, titas who immigrated to the United States in the late 1960s and 70s. But some of the more poignant stories, for example, there's a nurse, Rosary Castro Olega. We feature her story throughout the film. She was the first healthcare worker in Los Angeles County to die of COVID. Mm. But she, by all accounts, was really full of life, so giving, really a great dancer. So there's a fun clip of her dancing to like 50 Cent. And she was really joyful. And I think she really represented some of the titas that I knew in my own life.
Her name was Rosary?
Rosary Castro Olega, and it was actually her birthday yesterday.
Aw.
Yeah.
Well, good timing for all of this, right? This piece to come out and honor her in this way. What about Dr. Kevin?
Yeah, so Dr. Kevin Adal is the president of the Filipino-American National Historical Society. He's also a distinguished professor at John Jay College, but he was interviewed for Nurse Unseen because he understands the Filipino-American psychology. He actually wrote the book, Filipino-American Psychology. Mm. And one of the quotes that we pull from the film all the time is Dr. Kevin's quote that the next pandemic is a mental health pandemic. And he's done the research on this. And I think he looks at the impact of all of the death and loss that we experienced during the pandemic and the lack of opportunity to grieve. And as Filipinos, you know, we grieve as a community. And when we were in lockdown, we weren't able to do that. So one of his takeaways from the interviews that we conducted with him for Nurse Unseen is that the next pandemic is going to be a mental health pandemic because we haven't had a chance to grieve, to talk, to listen mm-hmm. to each other. And we're hoping that Nurse Unseen provides audiences with that opportunity to reflect on what has happened over the last 4 years and also talk about how we can support each other moving forward.
Any other stories you want to share from the folks who are in the film, Michelle?
Yes. So there's one nurse who really reminds me of my auntie who I dedicate this film to. Mm-hmm. Her name is Merlin Pambuan, and she ended up catching COVID fairly early on in the pandemic. So she was hospitalized in the same hospital that she worked 40 years in. So she was hospitalized with COVID for 8 months, almost died several times, but she was such a survivor. Well, I don't want to spoil it, but she does survive in the film, but she is just a wonderful spirit.
Wow.
And it really epitomizes just that resilience and heart that a lot of Filipino nurses have.
The film's called Nurse Unseen, and you chose the title because you wanted to make light of the issue that Filipino nurses and their contributions are, well, unseen. I've heard people say Filipinos are the right people to be nurses because they're giving and they're caring and they're hardworking and they're resilient. But at what cost, Carlo?
I think that is the challenge that we face in terms of presenting Nurse Unseen, because we do want to highlight the fact that as Filipinos, we are a caring, compassionate, and very just passionate group of people, right? We are loyal. We want to make everyone feel welcome, want to make everyone feel good. And so in terms of that service, that act of service, that is intrinsically Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
But as part of that, it's also very common for Filipinos to sort of take a step back and not be in the spotlight. And if there's an issue, maybe not make a big fuss about it, not speak up. And I think this will hopefully inspire the next generation, but also the current generation of Filipino nurses to say, that's not right. I need to say something. I need to be seen mm-hmm. in the workforce, on the street, in our communities as well.
Let's listen to part of the trailer.
I look at my patient and say, fight, you have to fight. I'm here with you.
You see a patient that goes from worse to recovery, and you know that you made a difference in someone else's life.
If I am seen, it means that I matter, that my contributions are appreciated. We have to continue telling our story. We have to be seen.
So, Michelle, on the flip side, what do you think happens when their experiences are seen?
I think then they can really shine and provide so much care. And when you're feeling supported, you can accomplish anything you set your mind to. It's a beautiful thing. So we do hope that when people see this film, they'll understand a little bit more and have more empathy for what they do. And like you mentioned in your introduction, our Filipino nurses have been on the front lines not only during COVID, but all over the health crisis in this country. So when people were refusing to treat AIDS patients in the 80s, it was in large part the Filipinos that stepped up to care.
Yeah.
And that's just been an ongoing theme.
Yeah, there's a lot of history there, right? Like, you know, many generations of Filipinos and Filipino Americans, they've been nurses. Younger generations are continuing the legacy of nursing in the community. You really step into virtually any hospital. I'm even thinking back to when I used to live in Toronto, and my mom also worked in healthcare for many, many years. She's now retired. But some of her best friends and coworkers, they were all Filipino women. So when I would go and visit, it was just, you know, the lunchroom would just be full of like my mom and her Filipino friends. And it was just great. And it was normal, you know, for us. But this was happening long before the pandemic, to your point.
Yes. So as I shared with you, I come from a long line of nurses, but I was ashamed that I never stopped to learn about the history of nurses and that and really unpack the phenomenon of why so many Filipinos are so embedded in our healthcare system. So it was only after the loss of my aunt that I stopped to maybe ask those questions of myself. And granted, that history was never taught to me. So when I was creating this film, I really wanted to provide a historical context for people who might not know why it is so that so many Filipinos are in healthcare. And it was really layered and interesting to find out that when the Philippines was an American colony, the Americans came over and taught Americanized nursing to Filipinos in an Americanized curriculum and in English. So in many times of nursing shortages here in the U.S., it was easy for Filipinos to come in and just help. So it was an incredible history to learn, and it was just necessary to provide that background so people can understand more fully what was happening, you know, in more recent times with COVID.
So we can't ignore the fact that during the pandemic, there was a rise in anti-Asian hate, racism, violence. It was a very ugly time for the community. How do you navigate that in the documentary, Carlo?
We actually use a lot of videos that were on social media, archival or news clips, reporting some of these acts of violence.
A lot of it was caught on tape, too, from what I remember, right?
There's a CCTV clip from New York City where a Filipino woman was actually punched and stomped on the ground. And we include that to show people that this was actually happening. Yes, we were sheltering in place or we were at home and we weren't necessarily going out as much as we were before the pandemic. But these acts of violence were happening.
Wow. Did you hear about this from the women you spoke to in the film? Because they're caring for the sick, and at the same time, they're facing violence and racism.
It's such a bitter irony, and I thought it was very necessary to really paint an honest portrait of what was happening at that time. They were fighting the virus in the hospitals, and then when they would leave the hospital, they were fearful for their lives, you know, just walking down the streets, scared that they might be attacked just because of the way they looked. So that was a necessary part to include in the film because I wanted people to really understand what they were facing both in the hospitals and on the streets.
Yeah. You've already been hosting film screenings in cities like New York. You're just returning from New York, actually. Thank you for for coming in.
You're welcome.
Good to see you in person. You're now headed to LA after Chicago. Here's what some viewers have said about the film. So Elisa on Rotten Tomatoes said, quote, as a first-generation Filipino-American nurse who also worked during the pandemic, the film resurfaced harbored emotions reflecting relatable encounters. Thank you for illustrating these shared stories, end quote. And Belinda said, quote, it was very powerful. I cried from beginning to end. It just reminded me of how dark COVID was. She continues by saying, quote, thank you for sharing what Filipino nurses went through and that some of us died doing their job, end quote. What responses have you been getting from viewers directly?
Well, thank you for sharing those Rotten Tomato quotes. Yes, not a dry,
almost
dry eye.
In tears here, Michelle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We started our theatrical run in New York on Friday the 4th of October. And we had 4 sold out screenings in 2 days.
Wow, incredible.
And the theater is so thrilled with us that they gave us more show times and another week of screenings.
Amazing.
Which means that now our film is Oscar eligible.
Wow. That must be like the icing on the cake.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we do this for?
Indeed.
In addition to sharing these stories, but.
That's right. And this idea of hopefully that these nurses, you know, will now be seen. That was our goal.
Will people still be able to watch the film if they miss Tuesday's screening at Asian Pop-Up Cinema in Oakbrook?
We are on a month-long tour. So October is Filipino American History Month, which
That's
is
right.
why we chose this month to premiere our film theatrically. So while we are not going to be screening in Chicago after today, we will be in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, and New Orleans. And hopefully we can keep this train going and just sharing this film all across the country and eventually internationally. Our dream would be to share it in the Philippines.
What have you learned throughout the process of making this film? Give me one thing, Carlo.
I've learned that there should be more Filipino nurses who are nurse leaders. I think I'm hoping that Nurse Unseen will inspire and empower the current generation and the future generations of Filipino nurses to say that they have a place in this profession and to be leaders in this profession.
Michelle?
Well, when I was young, I was expected to go into nursing. All my sisters were. I went into the arts to the disappointment of my family.
I was going to say, how did they take that?
They were okay. They were okay. But, you know, I wanted to do it, to take a different path because I wanted to be different and I didn't want to follow in that stereotype of being a Filipino nurse. But now, having gone through the process of making this film, I understand so much more fully what it takes to be a nurse. And it is the most honorable, noble job I think there is. So I'm really proud to help in sharing that with people. And I do hope that other young nurses, young Filipinos, if they're contemplating going to nursing, know that it is a tremendous legacy that they're joining.
You can do it and do it proudly.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We've been speaking with director Michelle Josue and producer Carlo Vallejo of the documentary Nurse Unseen. Thank you both so much for being here and for sharing those stories with us.
Thank you for having
Good
us.
Good luck with the film.
Thank you.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced and mixed by Micah Yasin. It was edited by Meha Ahmed. For more conversations on news, politics, and culture, make sure to subscribe to this podcast. And if you need more Reset in your life, sign up for our free twice-a-week newsletter for show highlights and what's happening around Chicago. Find it at wbez.org/resetnews. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll meet again soon.
Love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.